If you're listening, you must know that this is Radio Entrepreneurs, where we tell the stories of entrepreneurs in this wild, wild world. This is Peter Meyerson sitting in for the inimitable Jeffrey Davis. I think I said that right. And I am being aided today by my two producers, who are always helpful, Chris Jarrell and Nathan Gobes. Did I say your name right? You know, I've never said it out loud before. Okay, so I got it right. I'll get something right today. And we have a great lineup for you today. Our guest today, right now, is Leslie Swanson, President and CEO of Exalt Solutions, Inc. Hi, Leslie.
Hi.
Your voice is okay so far.
So far, so good. Okay, cold medicine's holding.
Well, we'll work on that. So why don't you tell us about Exalt Solutions? What is it?
Yeah, basically what we do is help companies scale more profitably by leveraging AI-powered Exalt Knowledge Bots as coworkers. So
So unreasonably sophisticated. Can you translate that?
Yeah, we're basically out to disrupt the outsourcing market. We want to take anything that's outsourced and make it bot-sourced. And we've been doing that fairly successfully with Fortune 500 companies.
So how long have you been doing this?
Well, we've been involved in the marketplace for over a decade, but our platform, our AI-powered platform that we've dubbed the Knowledge Work as a Service platform, we launched about 4 years ago. And there's really a twist to it. Instead of walking into a company and saying, here's our Knowledge Work as a Service platform, why don't you go out and program it and customize it? What we do is we actually have a twist to that. We walk in and say, we're not here to sell you technology. Tell us what business requirements you have, and we will deliver bots to you as a service. We basically train them, deliver them, and you can hire them as needed to scale your business up and down, depending on what your requirement is.
So do you have any particular industries that you're better at or worse at or that you approach?
So our platform is agnostic. We can really address any kind of vertical, but we got started in the tech vertical.
In the what?
Technology vertical.
Okay.
So I actually have been involved watching the tech vertical and how it sells. It's very different in B2B than B2C. Because you have this massive collaborative selling process, usually through some type of channel. And the business solutions are very complex. It's not like you're selling a consumer product, which is standalone like a book, right? It has to be put together with all kinds of other things. So we got started there with our Knowledge Work as a Service platform and our Exalt Knowledge Bots, helping tech companies launch new offerings. Let's say you're a tech company and you've got to launch a brand new product. You might have 50,000 worldwide channel partners. You've got to get up to speed, literally a million different customers, and they have to figure out, you know, what's the right and optimal solution for me. Well, with our knowledge bots, we can transform a process that used to take days and weeks down to literally a few minutes by having the knowledge bot absorb and weaponize all your case studies, your white papers, and the knowledge kept perhaps within a few dozen engineers' brains, right, that are the world experts. And these bots can interact with a customer, can interact with a partner, a sales force, to make them instant experts. And we've been very successful in doing that.
So, you know, I hear bots, and it's a very amorphous term for me.
Yep.
Can you explain to our audience what a bot is?
Well, we have three types of bots. That's how we categorize them. The first is what we call an advisor knowledge bot. So an advisor knowledge bot will interact with a user in either a chat or web form so that it will ask all the right qualifying questions and give you a personalized an optimized solution to your business problem. So that's the first kind of bot. The second type is what we call an administrative knowledge bot. Basically, most workers in the enterprise, it doesn't matter what industry you're in, you're taxed somewhere between 30 to 70% of the time with inefficient, administrative, busy work. Everybody seems to resonate with that. So what the administrative knowledge bot will do is it does the busy work for you. It will populate the CRM system for you. It will go and make emails for you. It will go and notify someone. It will populate your ERP system. And then the third type of bot that we offer is what we call an analyst bot. So that will do predictive analytics, but it'll take action based on the analytics. So it's autonomous. So that's how we talk about bots, the different types of bots.
I mean, that's interesting. I mean, it's a really, talking about artificial intelligence and, you know, it's kind of a newfound, I mean, it's not new, clearly, but using it in that way seems pretty unique. How did you get to here? I mean, as an entrepreneur.
Well,
what's your background? Are you a technology person?
Originally, I was an engineer, so okay. That means I'm, you know, obsessed with optimizing processes.
Clearly.
Right? So I look at everything, and it's like, oh, how can I make that better? But my background, this is actually my third startup. So the first startup, we actually built a large knowledge base of electronic components for the CA and CAD industry. So I had a lot of experience with building knowledge bases that dealt with product and solution complexity. And my second product was a network monitoring product that I sold through the tech sales channel. And that's where I really got to understand how manual and high-touch selling tech solutions are. It's just totally different than a B2C selling motion. B2C, you're the buyer. You go up on a website, you go on Amazon, you look at a book, you click, and you're done. In B2B, there are dozens of people involved in trying to figure out what all the right little widgets are and how they fit together, both technically and from a business requirement perspective, because you have to deal with total cost of ownership. For example, data centers, very complicated. You've got servers, you've got software, you've got services, you've got power. And if you pick one server versus the other, your total cost of ownership might double just because of your electricity bill. So I've observed this over a decade or so, and just the sheer number of people and the complexity of getting it right. And that really energized us to create this platform. And I've been living it. I've seen over a decade just how manual and high touch the process is. And that's how we were able to build this AI-based platform to conquer those challenges.
So it's interesting. So how big is the organization? And I mean, how many partners do you have, or is this all you? Or, you know, tell us a little bit about how the business got organized. Mm-hmm. I mean, not from a legal point of view, clearly, but
So we started off as a services company, trying to help different people in the tech vertical sell solutions. And from that, we have developed our platform so that we could deliver really more of an AI-based solution to this. So we had our ideal vision over a decade ago, but the tech wasn't there. So about 4 years ago, when Amazon started coming out with its services and IBM Watson, we really saw that the components were there and that we could deliver a unique offering. I think we're unique in a couple different perspectives. There's a lot of people out there selling AI tech, and they walk into IT or they walk into a data scientist and they're like, here's my technology. And maybe a couple $1 million later, quarters or years later, you might have a solution with a lot of risk if it succeeds. I think that we're unique because we're walking in with a finished product, a finished solution. It's not just add water, but, you know, we're incorporating best breed. So we're not tied to any particular platform, right? And we can get you to market very, very quickly, literally within weeks or a month or two as opposed to quarters or years.
Really? I mean, that's impressive. But the question I was really asking is, I mean, do you have partners?
We have partners. Amazon is one of our
big... No, I don't mean it that way. I mean...
Go-to-market partners?
No, internal partners. I mean, is this your baby? Exalt?
So, yes, we are self-funded. We did take funding several years ago and haven't needed it since. We've been profitable. And
well, that's a very positive thing to say.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's since we've launched the AI platform, it's actually gone better than we expected. It seems that we're delivering something that a business line manager can independently assess, pull the trigger on without a lot of risk and high value, and that model seems to be working quite well, as opposed to the traditional software path to market, which is you knock on IT, you know, go find a data scientist. If you can find a data scientist, there's not a lot of those around. But instead, offering the business line manager finished good, that works.
I mean, that's great. So if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
Well, you can find us through our website, which is www.exaltsolutions.com. And all of our contact information is there.
Okay.
So that would certainly work.
And that's great. So, well, this is a great story. Leslie Swanson is the president and CEO of Exalt, and it's EXALT Solutions, Inc. And it's been great having you today, and good luck in the future. And maybe you'll come back and, you know, talk to us in another year or two and kind of tell us where this is going.
That would be great.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Take care. We'll be back with another guest after the next break.